We're hanging out with Kevin Mullis, Mullis Senior Placement. He's wearing the coolest outfit ever.
He wins the Christmas outfit contest for it's what, the 12th?
Yes.
It's soundcheck day.
Right.
You win.
Oh, well,
okay,
thank you.
So,
yeah.
Bravo.
Well, I had to look good for the radio, you know.
This young man is wearing a suit that's just beautiful. He's got bows, gift bows all over it.
Yeah.
But then there's a tartan look to it also.
That's true. Like, yeah.
That's just...
It's like wrapping paper.
You are wrapping paper.
Just for a side note, at the Marana Chamber event, Marana Mornings, I won the best festively dressed person. So
you better damn believe it.
That's right. Thank you, Marana.
If people are... And there's like a zillion people go to that thing.
Yeah.
It's like a zillion.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be a competition, but I won. So
I think Amanda, like, you know, there's so many people that when you're supposed to give your little elevator speech, I don't know if she's down to 20 seconds, but...
No, it's 30 seconds and it goes on for a long time, but it's worth it.
What's our website that people should be following along on as we're talking about the good work that you're doing?
Yeah. So my name is Kevin Mullis. My business is Mullis Senior Placement, and that's MullisSeniorPlacement.com. MULLIS, SeniorPlacement.com.
Love it. So you were on last month. We were talking about all the good work that you do in relation to helping people. There comes a point in time where a loved one in your life might need to head towards an assisted living, memory care kind of world.
Sure. Yeah, it happens. I was just telling someone recently how there's a natural crescendo to life and then a decrescendo.
Right.
And, preschool and then the final few years of your life are the most expensive, you know? But so speaking of the end parts of life, there was a gentleman I was helping with his father recently, and he felt so guilty about considering putting his dad into an assisted living or is actually memory care for him. But at the same time, he was worn down with all this responsibility that he was carrying to care for his dad on his own. He lives out of state, and so he had to manage everything from afar, and it was wearing him down emotionally, time-wise, everything. And he said, it's either continue doing this until I run myself into the ground or send him to an assisted living and have other people do it, but I feel so guilty doing that.
Right.
And he said he feels like he's abdicating his responsibility. But I said, you're delegating responsibility. There are these people, this is what they do for a living. They help with activities of daily living. They help with directing his care. And just because it's hard work doesn't mean it's good work. Meaning, in fact, let me illustrate this with a little story.
Please.
So Mark Twain... I cannot verify that this story is true.
I'm so sick of Mark Twain.
Are you sick of Mark Twain? I was going to say, how many people are bringing up Mark Twain every day? Come on. But so Mark Twain one time was standing around a construction site with a crowd of people watching this newfangled steam engine do its work. And he was watching it with fascination, like, wow, technology is great. And the person next to him said, it's a shame how many jobs are going to be lost because of this steam engine. This steam engine can do the work of 10 people this one steam engine can do the work of 10 people with a shovel. And, you know, Mark Twain kept watching, took a puff on his pipe, and said, but one person with a shovel can do the work of 10 people with teaspoons.
Right.
So just because it's harder doesn't mean it's better. Just because you're running yourself to the ground, taking care of your loved one, that's not necessarily the best thing to do.
So there's two things here, right? One is the idea that being a caregiver,
mm-hmm.
if you're a 100% caregiver all the time, mm-hmm. that's tough in the first place. That is not an easy job.
No, it's not.
But if you're trying to do your real job and raise your family and do your thing and you're a caregiver,
correct.
Amazingly tough.
Correct.
Right? Then the other part of it is if the person's living by themselves and you're in a constant state of worry.
Right.
Right. Then you're almost like held hostage.
Correct.
Because you're always waiting for something bad to happen.
Well, this
the
one
fall, the whatever.
Correct. This one gentleman I was talking to said he has literally almost a panic attack every time he gets a phone call from the caregivers he has in place, or, you know, and his wife had to tell him, change the ringtone, do something different. But you can't always live in this state of constant worry and panic.
Correct.
And so getting help from other people is a wise thing to do, in my opinion. Different people have different tolerances for what they can handle, of course. So everyone's situation is different. But yeah, there are trained caregivers. And of course, you have these caregivers who are helping your loved one with their activities of daily living. That frees you up to be their loved one, their son, their daughter, your husband, wife, whatever that relationship is. You can focus on that and let the daily drudge of caregiving be handled by people.
And very important, all of you that are in your 50s or 60s listening to this thing right now, please buy a long-term care policy.
Yeah.
All right. And you can call my brother at Blue Chip Planning. He'll help you with it. We're shameless pluggers around here. 600-7307, hit extension 1 for Joe, because it's important, okay? Because what happens is, Kevin will tell you that if you have a long-term care policy that will at least pay a good portion of this thing, when you come to Kevin and say, hey, mom needs this, it opens up the possibilities, unless you're independently wealthy, correct, in relation to where you can go.
Right. Yes. Right?
Because
yes,
going on the state plan.
Yeah. Your choices are limited. And yeah, it's way more constricting as far as choices and even care that can be provided when you're on state plan, for sure.
What's the state plan look like? If somehow you don't have any resources,
mm-hmm,
you everything's been tapped.
Yeah.
And you go on the state. What's that look like?
Well, it's called ALTEX, Arizona Long-Term Care System. There are two qualifications, and I don't get bogged down in the...
That's okay. I just want the basics.
But yeah, the basics, you've got to have financial eligibility. You have to have a low amount of income and hardly any assets. I mean, you've got to be down to the bottom, you know, as far as income goes, around, I think it's $2,800 a month or less. And you've got to qualify for care level. You've got to have a certain amount of care that you need. So it's not just people who have low income. It's people who have low income and higher levels of care that are needed, both. And so you've got to go through an application process with the state of Arizona. And I did it with my father. And I still have PTSD even talking about it. Thanks for bringing it
up,
by the way.
And you're in such a joyous suit today, too. I apologize.
It's a bear to do that application. 80% of the people who do the application for the first time get denied. So there are people out there who you can pay to help you do it and increase your chances of getting approved.
There's got to be so many people applying for that, though.
I'm sure. Well, they need to screen it. I mean, they can't just say yes to everybody and give out all this money, you know. So it needs to be limited to the people who actually qualify. But it's a heck of a thing to do. I did it by myself and got through on the second time.
This is the other part. Let's say you're not independently wealthy, but you're doing okay. But mm-hmm, the cost of care is expensive.
Yeah.
You're literally to a point where you're going to obliterate all of mom's savings.
Yeah.
Then to get the ALTEX.
Yeah. Well, this is where my dad fell. My dad was, he had income above the amount of money that qualifies for ALTEX, but not enough money to actually pay for anything. So it was right in the middle. And so there's a thing called a Miller's Trust that you can apply for or that you can set up. You'll need help with lawyers and stuff, but you set up a Miller's Trust. All your income goes into the Miller's Trust, and it gets set aside so it doesn't count as income. Now you qualify for ALTEX, and then when they ultimately pass away, the money goes back to the state, essentially. So,
wow.
Yeah. So there's ways to work around it.
We were talking about when you call you, and again, mullisseniorplacement.com to find out more and how to contact you. What's a phone number? Because we got some old schoolers here.
Yeah. Well, my phone number is 520-310-4947. You can call or text anytime.
310-4947.
Good job.
Yeah, once in a while I remember. I just got Picture Rock's heating and cooling phone number after 11 years, so I'm getting there. 440-4069. But when you go on, so you call you up and you take the tour, or mm-hmm, you know, it's the idea that you want help from a guy like yourself, mm-hmm, right? I've been on the tour. I've done this now, mm-hmm, and you know, it's like they take you on the tour like you're going to a hotel for a wedding.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
the Vanna White thing goes on.
For sure.
You know, which is fine.
Yeah. But, and I mean, each place has salespeople that that's their job is to fill the rooms.
Yep.
And, but that doesn't mean they're driven by money. Almost all of the ones that I know of are actually very caring
people.
They
are very nice.
Yeah.
How do you look beyond?
But yeah, you need to look beyond. You can't just look at the lobby and say, "Hey, this looks great. I'll sign the papers." Yeah, I mean, you got to go look at the rooms. You need to know about their a little bit of their history. Do they have a good high turnover rate? Is their staff constantly coming and going? That can be a red flag. Is there how's the food? You know, do they have a good reputation?
That is huge.
Well, it's huge for you. I know you're a foodie.
Not just me, because if your loved one doesn't, if the food sucks, we got troubles.
That's true, for sure.
So what I've learned is you better go hang out with the average bear sitting in the dining room and say, be square with me.
Yeah.
How's the food?
Right.
And old people will tell you.
For sure.
It sucks or it's good.
Right. And not just the food. I go sit down and talk with the residents there and just take a look at them. Do you see smiling faces? Do you see people, you know, slumped over and drooling? I mean, what do you see here? You know, and can you picture your loved one in that situation? So,
correct.
Yeah. There's a lot more to it. And people who know the history of the community that you're looking at and the other options in the area, like myself, can be very helpful. One thing that I didn't mention on my last radio interview is that there's no charge for my services. So I have the way my business is set up is I have contracts with these communities. They pay me a referral fee or a finder's fee. That's how I get paid.
Sure.
But for the average person placing their loved one, no charge to them.
Yep. No, correct. No, I can't believe we didn't touch that.
I know. I looked back and I was like, how'd I miss that?
We're making it happen now.
Yeah, there we go.
We're just fine. Yeah. You and I were also talking about is you could be looking for an assisted living / memory care, but it comes in many forms, right? Because it could be anywhere from the resorty kind of place, right, down to the kind of B&B looking neighborhood house. And we're seeing that more and more where people are converting their houses into this.
Yeah. Yeah. There are way more of the adult care homes, which are the 10 beds or less, or 10 beds or fewer, care homes all over Tucson. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of them, whereas there's more like dozens of the bigger communities. But they all have pluses and minuses, and everyone's got personalities of their own and preferences, and these different places are going to have pluses and minuses, and you just got to look at them and compare them. I typically try to If I can, I try to narrow it down when I hear someone's story, I try to narrow it down to about three, and we line up tours for those three. And I try to include an adult care home and one of the larger communities, at least on, you know, either two of one and one of the other. And because many times people think, I don't want a little small adult care home. I want the place with all the resources and everything. But then they go check out the small place, and they're very happy with it. Or the other way around. They think, I want something that's homey and comfortable and feels like a house, not an institution. But then they go to the bigger place and they realize how deinstitutionalized most of these places have tried to become.
What I learned, too, is the idea it matters what your loved one also wants in their kind of range of mobility choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where at a resorty place, they'll be able to move around more and, you know, kind of, they like the walk or things like that. If you're stuck in a smaller house, right? There's a little bit of different, you know, especially weather wise, like summer. You know, it's not like you're going to go out and walk down the street.
Correct.
Kind of thing.
And there could be a drawback to the bigger place because if your apartment is down at the end of the hall and you've got to get to the dining area every day, three times a day,
right?
And mobility is hard for you. Or whatever, then you might think, well, this is too far for me, you know.
Right.
And a smaller place could be a better idea.
Gotcha.
Also, people with dementia and other kinds of cognitive deficits, when as their cognitive abilities shrink, their world kind of needs to shrink too.
Sure. That makes total sense.
My dad would have been overwhelmed and confused and lost in a huge place.
Right.
So a smaller place worked better for him.
All right.
So there's pluses and minuses. It all depends on the person.
So your call to action. One, when you're, if you're 50s right now, even go get yourself a long-term care policy.
Sure. Yeah. That's
very
great.
Important.
Yeah. That, okay. It's huge.
Right. Bluechipplan.com. Call Brother Joe.
Mm-hmm.
MullisSeniorPlacement.com. Mm-hmm. 310-4947 is the phone number.
Correct.
Call up Kevin. His services are free to you.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
And if you have a loved one or even yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You're not sure about what's going on with your health or things like that.
Or you could be perfectly healthy and you're just planning for the future. You want to downsize and simplify your life, get rid of all the responsibility of mortgage and home upkeep and all that stuff and go to independent living.
Literally, I was at an assisted living place that had independent on one side, assisted on the other. And I know my neighbor across the street, she was one of the few that was actually social and not rude and hiding themselves in their house.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I hear her screaming at me across the parking lot. I'm like, I thought you moved out of state. She's like, no, I'm here. And she was independent.
Uh-huh.
She just liked the idea. She had her own little apartment with a kitchen, but she liked that she could go get a meal and have, if something ever happened, it was there.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. So. But it's great. There's all different levels. I mean, I don't know how we're doing on time, but we good. The three common scenarios I have for people.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to do three common scenarios. I want to hear about it, but I do have to go to break. So we're hanging out with Kevin Mullis, Mullis Senior Placement. Tomorrow we got Rocco doing Santa Lucia Day. Today's our Virgin of Guadalupe Day. I forgot to say that earlier. Bad, Chris. And then we got Mark doing movies. And then I think Joey and Celeste will be here from Dancing in the Streets talking about Nutcracker, which is coming up the following weekend. So Tom Moulton's coming up with the boys from Hacienda del Sol. All right, we're back with Kevin Mullis, Mullis Senior Placement. The two guys that are coming on with Moulton, I've known them for years in the old days of the tourism wars, so Mark Scheller and Brian Johnson. So we were catching up, and Matt had to put his head out the door. Are we doing a radio show? So I apologize for coming in late. But you got Frank Sinatra. That's good.
Thanks for Frank.
So now I've given you 4 minutes to talk about your three concepts.
Well, not concepts, just the scenarios, the most common scenarios that I deal with. So typically it's either a couple or an individual who are downsizing, simplifying their life, like I mentioned before.
Yep.
Maintaining a home is a lot of work. And here you are in your golden years. It's time to retire. Let other people do all that work for you. Go move into a place where there's community and good food.
Yep.
That's one scenario. Second scenario would be people whose, and this is probably one of the most common, people whose needs have outpaced their resources. So their care needs are suddenly getting very high and their loved ones are getting overburdened dealing with all of that. And so they're looking for, okay, well, we need a place where they can do the legwork for me and we can continue as their loved one. And then the third one, and these are an increasing range of urgency. The third one is someone fell or had a stroke or whatever. They found themselves in the hospital, and the hospital says, okay, in your current condition, now that you've had this incident, in your current condition, you are not safe to go home unless you have 24-hour care, which is expensive to pay for 24-hour caregivers 7 days a week, or move to an assisted living where they already have 24-hour care on staff and it's more affordable. So they find themselves, well, my loved one was going to be stuck in the hospital until I can find a place for them.
Right.
So along I come and quickly try to find a place for them. And, you know, so those kind of urgent scrambling placements are not fun for anybody. The more you can plan ahead with a long-term care insurance and everything else in place, everything goes better. It's less stressful on the loved one who's taking care of you. So if you can be forward-thinking and try to get things in place ahead of time, everyone's happy.
I think another good tip I have is you have the guys and girls that are working the floors, like the CNAs kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them too.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones. The salesperson's going to be – you're going to see them on another tour, but you're not going to see them in your daily life with your loved one. The caregivers are where it's at. They're the real ones. That's where the rubber meets the road. And maybe the wellness nurse or whatever, but the caregivers are really the ones that are, I mean, it's the activities of daily living. I mean, daily you're going to be seeing these caregivers. So talk to them, get to know them. They're typically very lovely people with huge hearts that do unglamorous work.
Untrue. I mean, very true. Very true. Very true. Let me slap myself. Very true.
Very true.
Kevin Mullis, thanks for all the work that you do.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Give this man a call, 310-4947, MullisSeniorPlacement.com. And he's not getting, you're not paying him. His services are free to you. And cut out all the confusion, and because you don't want that.
Correct.
There's other things to worry about than just the less confusion, the better.
Correct.
So have an amazing Christmas. Thanks for sharing that.
You too.
I did take a picture. It'll be on Facebook in about 10 minutes.
All right.
So
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Tom Alton's coming up with the boys from Hacienda del Sol. Matt Neely's taking us out on the road to Mandalay.